Was there like a formal apprentice program, or did you just learn?
No,
by...
there's no apprentice program for a miner.
How did it work when you when you were new?
Well, that's how you learn. You learn through doing, and you're with somebody that, you know, older than you that already did it. But the main way to learn is you learn through doing the job. It's like a mucking machine. You know, it's a number 12 Finley, they called it, and then they had the 21. And I had to have a 3-inch board, a 4-inch board on the step so that I could reach up far enough to see in the 21. I was mucking out of drift. But you had to learn that. And how I did that, we were working in a raise on afternoon shift, me and another young guy. And they had a 3-man setup in below us in the drift, and that guy that was the third man, he'd come out on graveyard shift, and he'd take his mucker, and then he'd go in and muck that heading out. And I did that for 17 months. But anyway, he'd go in there and muck that heading out. Well, he'd come down to get his, and he was quite a mucking machine man. And he left his mucker parked underneath the raise where we were working, and I thought, well, I told Potts, he was my partner, I said, well, I'm going down and get on that mucker. And I did, and I made a mess out of it. And when that guy came out of the graveyard, he had to clean that mess up. But I didn't care. I was up the raise. He couldn't take it out on me. But that's how I learned, and I got pretty good on a mucking machine. I had my young brother running motor for me. It was in a drift, and we had a cutting out for a raise and some other stuff. I forget now, but... We mucked 50 cars, 3-ton Granbys, one at a time, take it out of the station, dump back and forth, and muck 50, and that's a lot of muck, so I got pretty good at that. And then, there's just so much that you learn by doing. You don't learn by somebody there that's going to hold your hand and say, hey, here we go. Now you do this or you do that.
Yeah.
You learn by actually doing it. And it was so, there's so much underground in Butte, Montana. You had to be to be a raise miner or a drift miner. You didn't have to be a stope miner because it was already blocked out, the ore. But you had to know a little bit of geology. You know, you're working on night shift and there's nobody tell you that, you know, if the ore is good enough to be shipped as ore, or it's going to be D ore, development ore, if it's actual waste material. So you had to be able to look at it and pretty well figure out that it'd go for ore or waste or whatever. But and you had to know how to timber. You know, if you went into a drift, drift started out with a set of drift timber was usually about a 9-foot post, a 6-10 cap, and then like a 5-4 girt. And you had to know how to put that in. You had to keep it on line so that you were going in the right direction, naturally. And then you had to block it all in. It had to be blocked in tight because you're going to blast around right ahead of it, like 30 holes maybe. And you had to gob it. You had to know how to keep that timber from losing it so that you didn't have to come in and muck it out of a muck pile and just put stand it and cut the contract back to where you'd be lucky if May Day's paid during the following week.
Yeah.
But you had to know that. You had to know everything. You had to know if the pipe, if you didn't have a pipe when you were self-service, you had to know how to run the motor. You had to know how to swamp on it. You had to know how the switches. You had to be able to put a switch in, put it in on lines that the engineering department had come down and shot in. And if you're going to turn into a cross cut, make a cross cut, or drive a lateral, or go up in a raise, you had to follow the where you were going. You could get off very easily. And if you didn't do it, you weren't going to make any money.
Yeah.
That's for damn sure. And that's, I don't know. I was raising kids at that time, and I had 5 kids, and naturally I looked at the money, you know, because that's what the name of the game was, to That's why you were contract. But I really liked it getting the job done. I liked being able to do it. I lost the interest to. I didn't lose interest in the mine and money, but I didn't. I always kept my interest in the mining end of it. I wanted to know everything there was to know about that underground mine.